Independent restaurants in central New York are hoping to fight what they call an uneven playing field when it comes to Destiny USA. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, many restaurants say they've lost business since the mega mall expanded a few years ago with the help of a tax deal with the city of Syracuse.
Dennis Sick of Mohegan Manor in Baldwinsville has seen business drop 30% to 40% since December a year ago. He puts the blame squarely on competition from Destiny's chain restaurants.
It's very obvious. I can see the from Facebook, my once-a-monthers are all, every time a new restaurant opens each month, the once-a-monthers go to the new restaurants. Yeah, my customers are three or four times a month now, or two times a month.
Sick and other restaurateurs gathered at a meeting in Syracuse to discuss the issue, and they say it's not the competition that bothers them, but the fact that these restaurants are in a mall that was built on the back of tax breaks no one else gets. While they can't do anything about the past, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who's opposed deals that have eliminated Destiny's property taxes in the past, says they can fight the newest Destiny tax break proposal that's in front of the Onondaga County Industrial Development Agency.
Call your elected officials and say, you can't do this again, or it didn't work, or we've been wronged, it won't happen again. If you're silent or don't do anything, we'll just continue to make the same mistakes.
In the end, these independent restaurants may end up forming some kind of restaurant association to get the word out about their plight. El Barbagallo of Barbagallo's Restaurant in East Syracuse says diners need to know what happens when they choose chains over locally operated eateries.
They have to consider us, or we're going to be gone. Independents are going to be gone. We're going to be a thing of the past.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.